What kind of phone calls or input from citizens are you getting this time of year?
The normal things are there, the water line breaks, the bills, but really with the circumstances, the weather, the drought that we've been having, we have been receiving quite a few calls on that. You know, and it's great that people are calling about that. There's a curiosity. They want to be educated, and they certainly want to make sure that we are looking into and monitoring the situation and that we're going to act appropriately. One of the things that's hard for people to understand is, why are we not in conservation at this point? It's been a dry year in comparison. It's been very similar probably to 2007, but we have done things since 2007 to kind of bolster our supply.
Could you elaborate and help us understand where Asheville gets its water?
We do have three sources that we use as supply. One is down in Henderson County. It's the Mills off the Mills River. We have another two reservoirs out in the Black Mountain Swannanoa area. One is a smaller reservoir, William DeBruel Beatrice, also North Fork Reservoir. Last time we had we were in conservation. We weren't operating Beatrice at that time. So due to some planning and just trying to figure out how to make sure that we can have adequate supply in the future, decisions were made to start Beatrice back up. And that puts about 3 million gallons of water into our system a day. We're typically have a daily demand of about 20 million. With Beatrice, it's about 15% of our supply.
So right now, is Asheville in a watch and wait situation?
We're monitoring the system weekly with a 10-week forecast, a model that shows us that basically what the lake levels will be anticipated to be in 10 weeks. So, and that's really what we're using to monitor when we need to enact conservation.
If that happens, what would that look like?
We have three levels of conservation. One's voluntary, one's mandatory, and then there's a third level where we actually put a surcharge. The drought has an impact. It definitely has. But at this point in time, we feel like with the water supply that we have, we're still in good shape.
We're finally seeing some rain. Is that helping at all?
Everything helps. We got some reports from our reservoirs today that they had in about an inch of rain in that first round of storms that we had. And it felt like we should celebrate because, anything is a positive at this point. We really hope to get some additional rain. Kind of one of the unique things that I've learned here in my experience is that the impact of a rain event in the summer versus the winter is significantly different. The trees, the leaf cover on the trees can actually prevent a lot of that rain from running off into the reservoirs. And so if we're going to have an inch of rain or 2 inches or whatever, how much of a rain we have, it's more impactful at this time of year than it would be at the spring or summer time frame.
Water conservation tips you'd like to share with the public?
Yeah, we certainly encourage people all the time to use water wisely. Even our voluntary conservation is going to encourage people to wash full loads of laundry, full loads of dishes. Outside irrigation is something that's kind of tapered off right now. So that would be something we would strongly encourage if we were having this discussion in the summer. But we'll see those trends in our water supply and our water demand. Anyway, we are already starting to see that. Take shorter showers. It's the 5-minute shower versus the 15-minute shower. The things, if you have a leaky toilet, it's been kind of nagging for a while, it'd be a good time to fix that. The other thing is, a lot of these measures that will save water actually can help to save on your utility bills as well.